Maroon 5 and Future and Cold. This is MKFM. We're talking about the MK Inspiration Awards in just a little bit. Of course, they're happening this coming weekend. The event itself is already sold out, which is amazing. It's going to be brilliant as well. I'm going to be talking about the nominees just after 8:30 this morning. I've got music from Zed, Alyssa Cara coming up, and Danny Dove is rolling next. That said, Alessi Cara and Stay, this is MKFM Morning. My name is Mikey Foner. It is the MK Breakfast Show then. It's Monday morning. I've got Bianca Jade in with me this morning. Hello.
Hello.
You've been nominated for an MK Inspiration Awards. I'm so excited because that's happening this weekend. Now, I want to find out all about you because you only look about 10, 12, 13, 14. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Wow. And what is it you're up for?
I'm up for my charity Different Strokes. It's for stroke victims under the age of 16, and I wanted to help them to have the opportunities that we do as young active kids, like going rock climbing and having fun times out with their friends, just being a normal kid.
Wow, how did you come up with this idea of doing this?
Well, my Auntie Joy passed away from a stroke in March 2015. 2 weeks later, my uncle had a stroke. His name was Uncle George. He had two severe strokes, and then it left him partially paralysed. And then I wanted to help people who suffered from a stroke, as I saw how he suffered every day in South Africa. So when I got back, I contacted Different Strokes, and I said to them, like, I really wanted to help, and they were like, but they let me do it because they saw how committed I was to doing it.
Okay, and what sort of things have you done to get where you are, to kind of help people that have suffered strokes?
I've done the longest zip line in Europe.
Wow.
I've rock climbed. I'm in like rock climbing areas. I've done the highest bit in there. And then I work at my primary school Fates to help. And I also do backpacking and tombolas at Tesco's Kingston. So
if I ever see you in there and I'm buying myself a Snickers bar, I'll drop an extra quid in your bucket.
Yep.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? So what happens once you've done all this fundraising, what happens then? Obviously the money goes off to help people. What happens?
Well, we then collect all the money up and we count how much we have raised. My target was £1,000, and throughout the year of 2016, I beat that target. I got over 1,500.
Wow.
And then like we count it all up and then we send it to them, and then they like distribute it out to like everybody that would need it.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. So obviously you're 12 years old at the moment, and you've raised loads of money. You raised more than I could ever raise for charity, which is awesome. What are you going to do next? Are you going to continue down this path for you, or you is this kind of the end for you?
No, I want to carry on doing this because it makes me feel happy when I help people, because I then know in the back of my head that I've done something good, and it's just a good feeling. And I want to go back to South Africa again to swim with great white sharks.
Wow.
I've swam with great white sharks and I want to go back.
Don't get killed or eaten.
It was actually really fun. And also I want to go to Spain and I want to raise money for them, because I'm going to go to Spain and I'm going to jump out of a plane.
Wow.
So
you're like a really brave little girl, and you're half the stuff you're saying you're going to do, and I'm like, I'm scared. I'm already scared. Sharks, jumping out of planes, rock climbing. Is there anything you can't do?
No.
No. Wow. You're such an inspiration. Of course, you're up for this Inspiration Awards at the weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be a really, really good event. But what else do you like to do apart from raising money for charities? Is there anything else you like to do?
Yeah, I like to sing and act.
Wow.
I also raise money for them doing singing and acting. I'm doing like a big thing the next day of the Inspiration Awards. It's the 11th, I think, and I'm going to be singing at Race for Life.
Okay.
So you can come down and see me.
Oh, that is going to be awesome. So you're going to be on stage?
Yeah.
Sing. What are you going to sing?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. All right. Okay. Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
All right. Katy Perry.
No.
Shakira.
No.
Miley Cyrus.
No.
Ariana Grande.
No.
Robbie Williams.
No.
Should I give up? All right. So when's Race for Life? When's that? It's on the Monday.
The next day.
Yeah, 11th. What time?
It's in the morning.
It's in the morning. Okay, so you're going to be singing. So I can't wait for that. It's going to be awesome. And I heard a little bit that you wanted to be a bit of a presenter as well.
Yeah. I went to Pinewood Studios to do my second bit of it. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun.
Is that working on telly, or is that what's that doing?
It's a course. So the first one is they give you an introduction to it. The second one is the big one where they really give you the depth of it, and they show you what it's like to be on camera, and what they show you to do, and working with a puppet. We got to work with the puppet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Leah gets to do that with Darren every morning. She gets to work with a puppet on the Darren and Leah show. So, do you want to do a bit of presenting now?
Yeah.
Introduce the next song. It's Dee Ream and You're the Best Thing. Do you want to introduce that? Okay.
This is Dee Ream with The Best Thing.
MKFM. Thanks for coming in. That's Dee Ream and You're the Best Thing. This is MKFM. So thank you for Bianca Jade for coming in. She's up for an MK Inspiration Award for her charity, which she's 12 years old. And she's raising loads of money for stroke victims around Milton Keynes, which I think is amazing. She's 12. Wow. So best of luck to her. And, of course, all the nominees for the MK Inspiration Awards, which are happening this coming weekend, which is going to be pretty good. You can find out more details about the award ceremony itself at mkinspirationawards.co.uk. Can't get tickets anymore, though, because it is sold out. But you do get a front row seat because we're going to be Facebook Living the whole event over the weekend as well on our Facebook page. If you're not a friend of ours on Facebook, you can hit the like button. All of the social media online at mkfm.com. Right, stay there. Latest on the roads coming up in a minute. And then what? Just over 10 minutes time. We're on our old school anthems. That's coming up in a bit. DJ Khaled and Justin Bieber, I'm the One, is rolling next.